All right, so I found my new latest role model.
Uh-oh. Who?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of role models. As you know, every once in a while, some woman comes into our being, and I feel really empowered when I hear her speak or I read something about her. And I found that woman today who I'm now completely obsessed with, and I just think that she's awesome. And the best thing about her is she's a 25-year-old OnlyFans model, which in and of itself, the fact that I got to tell you, at 25, I didn't have the balls to leave my house, mm-hmm. let alone, you know, show my assets to the world on social media. Like, it's really impressive. So there's that to begin with. But here's the best thing. So here's her quote. You miss 100% of the lays you never take.
That's what's going to be on her tombstone.
Yeah, that's her quote. Mm. So her name is Kazumi. And the best thing about her, she says that she likes to start her first dates. Like every time you go on a first date with her, she likes to start the date with having sex right in the beginning to get the awkward part out of the way.
Guys are lining up right now to go out on a date with her.
Well, no, but that's the thing. It's not like she's not some rando whore that's just like, come on, fuck me. No, if she likes a guy and she wants to go on a date with him, she encourages him to have sex with her the first date to get that out of the way. Because here's the thing. Now, I don't understand this because I've never been, even when I was young and hot, I was never this level of hot. I mean, she's ridiculous beautiful. Like Kim Kardashian hot. Mm. Hotter. She's just absolutely just stunning. So you know that when men go out with her, that's all they're thinking. And they can't have a normal conversation with her. And the whole date is about like, how do I flirt with her to get in her pants? This is the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because this way, she just has sex with them so they can get that over with, so she can start to get to know them. And I think it's a really, really cool thing. Because the other thing that she says about it is it's not even just having sex to get that out of the way so that way she can actually get to know the guy. She says, I also want to remove the stigma attached to having a high number of sexual partners. Like, who cares? Do you know what I mean? Like, who cares how many people you've slept with? What's the difference? And she enjoys sex and she's not going to apologize for it. And she uses condoms and she gets tested on a regular basis, so she's safe. And she says, you know, she likes to date older men anyway. She likes a guy who's confident. Mm. And, you know, she just doesn't want to get involved in a relationship and then play the game like, are we gonna, are we not gonna? She just wants to get that part out of the way. And she says sometimes it's really nice because the sex part is over and then the guys relax and they have a great conversation and she finds that she actually meets a lot of really great guys that way.
I always think back to what you said 10 years ago when you were talking to somebody on the air about dating. And you said, mm-hmm. Well, the problem is you keep dating these same guys and you're never going to find the guy because you keep dating this one type of guy.
Right.
So if she's just going to go out with these guys who you say are just sitting there thinking, what's it going to be like when I bang her, then maybe you're dating the wrong guy. Maybe you're fishing in the wrong pond.
That's fair, because there's got to be guys that she meets that really want to get to know her and are not like like drooling over her. But the thing is, she understands that she's dating guys, and you don't have
but
to look like
her. But not all guys are like that.
Really?
No. I can go out with you for 3 months and not think about sex. I don't think about sex anymore. I mean, like that. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, once you get past a certain age, I'm more interested in the person than the sex.
What have you done with Anthony Michaels?
it's over time. I mean, I just
right.
Not that interested. I mean, I like it. It's good. But I'm not sitting there the whole time thinking that when I'm going out with her.
My boyfriend and my ex-husband are two of the nicest guys you've ever met in your life. Especially my ex-husband. He's just really nice and he's not, I mean, my boyfriend's a little more sexually driven than my ex-husband was. Even they will be on a first date and think about what it would be like to bang the woman that they're sitting on the other side of the table with. And it's not like that's all they want to do. It's just like, that's a part of the relationship. And they're wondering, like, what's that going to be like? You know, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Am I going to be happy and satisfied? And is that going to be a good part of our relationship? Do you know what I mean? And I think, you know, she's not wrong in this way. I have gone down that road with guys where I've met a guy. I'm thinking one guy in particular. He was really great. He was so charming, the nicest guy. He would come pick me up in his car and he would take me to fun places. And we spent a lot of time getting to know each other. And he was really generous and sweet. And his family was terrific. By the time we got to the sex part, I was dying to have sex with him at this point. We've been dating for a while, you know. It was so terrible. And it wasn't the kind of terrible that I could say to him, do this, don't do that. It was unteachable. It was like he just was so focused in every relationship he's ever been in on trying to be like the good guy and the perfect boyfriend that he never bothered to learn anything sexually. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, it was so bad. Everything about it was so bad that, you know, where do you start? Especially with a guy that's been so nice. How do you say to a really nice guy who's been so good to you, listen, that fucking sucked.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to do anything. Like, that was awful.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should be able to say that. But I think there's two types of guys in the world. One guy that is so sex-driven that that's all that's on his mind. And another guy who could actually be just into you and not just the sex. So I'm saying, if you keep going out with these guys, and there's no problem having sex with every single one. I'm not saying there's an issue with that. I'm saying if you want a long-term relationship, maybe fish in a different pond.
But I also think the reason why she's smart is because she's 25. And at 25 years old, she's not looking to settle down. So she should be out having fun with as many guys as guys that she's attracted to. It's not like she's having random sex with whoever. She's just talking about the guys that she is interested in, that she wants to date, that she's gotten to know a little bit, that she wants to finally go on a first date with. She likes to get the sex out of the way with those guys. It's not like she's not doing porn where she's doing like one of those like trains where just like guys show up and take turns. No, that's not. It's not. She's not a glory hole. It's not that at all. I think she takes a very healthy attitude towards sex for somebody who's 25. If, you know, if she was 45 and still just like, I want to bang guys, I'm not looking for anything serious, part of me would be like, yeah, I respect that. That's pretty cool. But the other half of me would be like, at 45, why aren't you looking for a partner yet? Like, what is it about you? At 25, I feel like it's really healthy. At 45, it would make me a little nervous.
I think that's how COVID gets spread, too. You can put a condom on, but I am thinking you're getting the monkeypox no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
So I think you can't have 6 feet separation if you're having sex.
Yeah, that's the tough thing. Because, okay, so obviously she consents. It's all about consent. But it's also about getting tested. So before you have sex with somebody, it's like, will you get tested? Yes, I'll go get an STD test. No, I mean, talking about COVID. Mm-hmm. You got to get a COVID
Let's
test.
Let's do both.
Right. But that's
go
it.
Go get one so on does, Monday, then the other on Tuesday.
Right. So does that take the hotness out of it? I mean, the whole idea of sex for me was always like the spontaneity of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if now everybody has to get tested, then you have to plan to have sex. I feel like that's, you got to really work around that. It has to happen. You can't, you know, spontaneous sex only happens once you're with somebody and you know they're safe. But I think initially,
you can't worry
about spontaneity.
You never know. But when I was crazy like that in my 20s, every time I drove home, I was always worried, oh God, I have the AIDS now, or I have syphilis, or, you know, she gave me something. So I was always worried about that.
But now, there was no COVID then, so you didn't have to worry about that. But did you use a condom? Did you use
a
condom?
No.
Oh, wow. Really? You're kidding.
No. I was,
oh my God,
from that generation that...
What?
Yeah, I never did.
What?
No, maybe a handful of times.
Oh my, I used a condom my entire life. I used the very first time I had sex, I never not used a condom. In fact, I remember like the first time I was with my boyfriend, once we like both got tested and whatever, that we had sex without a condom for the first time, I was, you know, I was an adult.
Really? Even the first time with Joe?
No, no, no. Yeah, of course. Joe and I used condoms all the time until we realized we were in a relationship and we were going to move forward with it. And
did you worry more about getting pregnant or getting the disease? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That was the other problem. I didn't want to get pregnant. But the thing is, you can get on the pill, but the pill doesn't protect you from an STD or AIDS or any of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I never got on the pill with anybody because, you know, that doesn't protect you from the stuff you're scared of.
Were you ever on the pill?
Well, yeah, with Joe, I had to go on the pill because once we decided that we weren't going to use a condom, I didn't want to get pregnant.
Oh, okay. See, I can imagine you being on the pill and condom just to make sure you don't, there's not another you.
I used, so there was, I remember like in the 90s or the like early 2000s, there was that female, I forget what it was. It was like a spermicide thing that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
So I would use the extra spermicide. Having sex with me was a lot of fun. And you know, I'm such a hypocrite. So I'm sitting here talking about like taking the spontaneity out by going and getting tested. You take the spontaneity out when you got to go to your drawer, get your spermicide, mm-hmm. here's a condom. You know what I mean? Like that, for some reason, didn't take the spontaneity out. We got used to that. So I guess now this generation's getting used to just everybody getting tested. I hope.
No, because I never had them. So I would always have to stop what we're doing, get in my car, go down to the store, bring it back. By that time, I'm done. I want McDonald's at that point. I'm way past that.
Did the women insist? The women you were with, didn't they insist on you using a condom?
No. I don't think I ever had. I think if they were used, it was because of me.
That's really shocking. If I was ever with a guy who didn't want to use a condom, I'd be like, well, this is over.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I never had that.
I'm not having sex without a condom, and sorry, I'm not doing other things. If you won't get a condom, it's not my problem that you're into it right now, and I'm, you know.
And you're not.
Like, occasionally, maybe I'd give the guy a hand job, but except for that, I'd mostly be like, no, sorry, this is already over.
No, I mean, I gotta stop, I gotta figure out how to open it, I gotta figure out how to put it on, it's a whole thing. I don't know if I put it on before the date, I put it on right before intercourse. I don't know. I never figured it out. So just let me do what I do.
You ever see those pornos where the girls put it in their mouth and they put it on?
Yeah, I never had that.
I never did either, but I thought that was cool. I was like, wow, I should probably learn how to do that one day.
Yeah, I think hookers do that. And you see that in movies. Yeah, I would be like, whoa. Next, you're going to pull a rabbit out of your hat.
Not out of her hat.
Not out of her hand. Well, are you going to do a card trick now? How did you? That's magic.